Welcome to another day with Jesus. The power is where it's always been. The Word of God is alive. You are listening to challenging devotions and heart-inspiring conversations with Pastor Prigi and Rajmi Varghese. Visit www.pastorprigi.com for more resources.
Hey friends, greetings to you in Jesus' name. Welcome to another beautiful morning that God has blessed us with. Here is Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 to 11 in the Message translation. So this is my prayer, that your love will flourish and that you will not only love much but well. Learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not just sentimental gush. Live a lover's life, circumspect and exemplary, a life Jesus will be proud of, bountiful in fruits from the soul, making Jesus Christ attractive to all, getting everyone involved in the glory and the praise of God. Such a beautiful scripture we've gotten from the Holy Spirit this morning. It's asking us to live a lover's life. If there is anybody who lived that perfectly well, it is definitely Jesus. And the reason he could do that was because he was filled in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And you should know that Jesus was not just emotional. When we say live a lover's life, what we normally immediately think about is some romantic Bollywood or Hollywood movie where the guy's going after the girl and or, you know, he's just crazy and for the girl he does a lot of things and you need to know that every kind of emotional love is temporary. It is not necessarily based on logic. It's not necessarily based on your strengths. It's not necessarily based on what is right. It is based on, okay, you doing this for me, I will do this for you. Oh, you gave me an iPhone as a gift, man, I will live for you for the rest of my life. I mean, everything is very sentimental. We become emotional with little things, with small things. But that's not the kind of love that we're talking about here in the scripture. The kind of love that we're talking about here, it is a love which involves our head as much as our feelings, which involves our intelligence as much as our emotions, which involves every aspect about us. It involves our, our mind, our soul, our body, our strength. That's why Jesus said this. Hey guys, this is the greatest commandment of all. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. What was Jesus telling them? Jesus was telling them, it's not enough that you love God with going to church. It's not enough that you love God with your words. It's not enough that you love God with your emotions. You have to love God in every aspect of your life. The same goes when you're loving your neighbor. The same goes when you're loving your family. The same goes when you're loving your city, your church, the people that God has placed around you. What happens? You have to be actively present in their life. You have to be actively, be physically available to bless them, to pray for them, to invest into them, really pour your life out for them. And that is the kind of life that will completely change them. That is the kind of life that is the kind of love that will draw them to the Lord. And this is what it says. It says, when you live a lover's life, which is circumspect and exemplary, Jesus will be proud of you. You know, that the Lord will be, hey, wait a minute, that is somebody who represents me well. When we live this kind of life, we'll be bountiful in the fruits from the soul, and this is the line that just drew my heart to this verse. It says, "Making Jesus Christ attractive to us, making Jesus Christ attractive to all, getting everyone involved in the glory and the praise of God." Isn't that so cool? The very fact that when you increase in your love, when your love is abounding, when your heart is abounding with the fruit of the Spirit and love for God, what happens is that your heart begins to make Jesus Christ attractive to everybody. You make Jesus Christ attractive to everybody, but you make that person involved in the glory and the praise of God when you give him an opportunity to experience this love of God, experience and understand what the love of God is all about. And oh, how I hope that becomes the story of my life, that everywhere that I go, when I live a lover's life, when I love like Jesus loved, when I love like the Father loved, when I have the kind of love that the Holy Spirit gives me. Romans 5:5, it says the Holy Spirit has put inside of me the ability to love, a love that only the Holy Spirit can give me. I believe that the Holy Spirit put the same love inside Jesus when he was on this earth. He couldn't love, you know, without the Holy Spirit, Jesus was mere human. Just flesh, but the Holy Spirit put their love inside of Jesus, and Jesus was able to manifest that love. Jesus was able to express that love, show off that love in his entire life, and it was not sentimental. It was not only emotional. It was not only intellectual either. Also, you would see other moments when he was emotional. He cried at the funeral of his friend Lazarus. It was not just emotional, nor was it just intellectual. It involved his every bit of his life, and that's the love that will change people around us. And Father, I pray that love will invade the heart of my friend right now as we pray this morning. Thank you, because today we're going to live a lover's life. We give you all the praise, the glory, and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.